And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take. How your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests from Realty Pro 100. Mike Kokos is with us. Welcome.
Good morning.
Blake Bartanian is with us. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. Let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And wait, look at the celebrations of today. And they might be a little bit telling right here. So today is National Visit Your Relatives Day. I don't know about that one. National No Dirty Dishes Day. Okay, I guess. Now, in this day and age, I think this one might be very, very telling because we are celebrating National HIV Vaccine Awareness Day. So, right, that one might be an interesting one, especially in light of the guidance that we heard this morning from Moderna. I don't know if you heard that one yet, but we'll talk about it in a minute. But, you know, having beaten anorexia, I always revert to the food, and we will look at food today. Today is National Cheese Soufflé Day. Any kind of soufflé will do for me. I don't mind. I'm not prejudiced. You know, cheese soufflé, give me a little Nutella soufflé, Mascarpone cheese in the wrapper, they call that, I don't know, we go over to the Anaheim White House for that one, it's pretty good. But let's check out the markets today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 821 points, S&P 500 up 87, oil up $3.38 a barrel, boy. Looks like the NASDAQ is up 215, all the markets look like they're doing pretty well today. Do we want to look at gas prices now? Some of us here don't worry about gas prices, right, Mr. Kokos?
Nope. Plug it in.
Plug it in. He's a non-gas guy. I'm not going to say he doesn't have gas. That might be going a little bit too far. But one of his favorites, I think we can look it up right here and see, because I know I've got it on my screen in most instances. Let's see if we can find $15.49. That would be what Tesla is up this morning. So if you bought enough Tesla stock a few weeks ago at $400 a share, you could probably buy another Tesla right now at $814 a share. Woo. Elon's looking at that one pretty strong right now, just because if you think about it, what's his deal? 4 quarters of profitability allows him to get put into the S&P 500. And, oh, yeah, by the way, about a $700 million payday. What is he out there? Do you think that it was all just for fun that he fought Fremont last week and said, we're going back to work? I don't think that that's it at all. But let's take a look. We're talking about gasoline. National average of a gallon of gasoline, $1.87.9. Calizuela, we are at $2.80. Cheapest gas in the land. I'm looking. Oklahoma is at $152.9. Arkansas, $152.5. Missouri, $154. Look at all these places. Mississippi. I don't know if you want to go to Mississippi at this time of year. It's a little humid down there. $1.51 a gallon in Mississippi. And yes, as a reference, Calizuela, we are at $2.80. $1.30 a gallon more in Calizuela than they're paying there in Mississippi. But take a look. I was chatting with you a minute ago about vaccines. Well, Moderna came out and said they've taken their trials to the next level because they've had success. I wonder who that former CDC chair was yesterday that was making the comment that, oh, yeah, we're probably not going to have a vaccine. Think about that. Why would he say we're not going to have a vaccine when American ingenuity is at its all-time high? Right? American ingenuity, you cannot possibly go and say that an American can't do something. Right? When America puts its strength behind anything, when America puts its will behind anything, you know, you can't say it's not going to happen. So when the president says we're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year, hopefully, right? That's a big, well, there was a book, and Blake, you may remember this book, Big Hairy Audacious Goals. I forgot which book that was in, but I'm sure you, I don't remember the name, which one of them it was, but President Trump is known for big, hairy, audacious goals, right? When he comes out and says that we're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year, will we? I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I can't even play one on TV or radio. But here's the thing. Is if we say, well, we're not going to have one for a year or two, we'll probably succeed in having it in a year or two. If the president comes out and says, we're going to have it in a few months, so what if he's off by a month or two? Right? We're still well ahead of schedule. And I'm just going to submit to you, we don't want to ever think that American ingenuity won't succeed. And I'm a big believer, even if we don't have a vaccine, are you getting vaccinated for the swine flu? Oh, yeah. We don't have one for that, right? But we survived, right? You take personal responsibility. I've had many, many conversations recently with folks that may or may not agree with me. Many don't. But here's the issue. If you or your family has comorbidities, protect yourself, right? That's the idea. That's America. Right? Don't go and get yourself in a place where you know you're going to be exposed to some of these problems, right? You can quarantine yourself, self-quarantine, whatever the word is, it doesn't matter, right? But take that personal responsibility. That's what we do in America. We don't need the government to tell us how to do everything. It just boggles my mind because what the government doesn't want to tell you, the stat just came out earlier this morning. If we continue in this shutdown for another 6 months, stats say that 52% of small businesses will never, ever open again. Now, 52% of small businesses never opening. Think about what that means. That means somebody saved for their life to create a dream. They had this dream of opening some sort of a business. I don't know whether it's a barbershop or restaurant, clothing store, discount store. Sam Walton started with one store. I know a gentleman that actually has a bounce check from Sam Walton when he had his Ben Franklin stores, right? Started with a dream, made it a reality. And now you can't go to church, but you can go to Walmart, right? I mean, that's a big jump in our world. Can't get a high school graduation. Maybe we can have high school graduations at Walmart. Right? Wouldn't that be a great thing? Because you're allowed to go there. You got 500 people in a Walmart store. Can't do that for a high school graduation. I digress. But here's the idea. It's all about the freedoms that we have in America. Right? We go and we do the things that we say we're going to do. We have the ability of having a dream. And we don't want some government, our government, the people that we elect, to tell us, you know something? I think you need to stay home for the next 6 months. Right? If you need to, I've got an 80-year-old mother-in-law. I don't want her going out running around, right? I mean, so does it mean that she does? Well, she's going to do what she wants. She's 80 years old, right? But we can bring food to her. We can make it as easy as possible. You can do the same thing. I don't want to see 52% of small businesses. And don't listen to where it says small businesses, because here's the issue. Small business is a term, kind of like government bailout. There's no such thing as a government bailout. It is the taxpayer that's sending that money out. Small business, that is defined by Mr. and Mrs. Jones down the street just lost their livelihood. they just lost their house. That means your house is going to be devalued because there's a foreclosure on the street. It's everybody. It's individuals. It's not a big entity. It's not some obscure thing. Remember that when you hear that the government says, well, the government doesn't say it's us. It's you. It's me. It's elections. They have consequences. And I'm going to submit to you. I know we're in Calizuela, and I know this is not a popular comment. But here's the thing. We only have one president. We only have one governor in Calizuela, right? I hope both of them are ultra successful. They don't agree on very much politically. But you know something? I don't ask the pilot, if and when I can get back on an airplane, what party is he? And, you know, I don't agree with your politics, so I hope you fail. Because that means we all fail. Think about those different issues as we move forward right now. And I like the idea of the, what the president is now referring to as Operation Warp Speed. And we were having this conversation as we were getting ready for today's broadcast. Don't worry about what happened yesterday. I thought that that speech from President Obama was absolutely pitiful, right? Talking about pointing fingers. How about pointing a finger forward? Let's all be part of the solution instead of saying, hey, this is what we didn't do, or this is what he didn't do, this is what she didn't do. It doesn't matter. Talk about what we as Americans need to do to get that vaccine, to get that therapeutic, to get our economy rolling, to get back to work, get back to being the Americans that we've all been. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. What is happening in real estate? The gentlemen are going to talk to us about that. Number one financial benefit of home ownership. What is it? I'm going to tell you. Reasons to make at least the minimum payment on your credit card, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsingleradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/ronsingleradio. On Twitter, @ronsingel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. I think we got our mics so close together in here, guys. I think we're getting a little echoes in there, but that's okay. We'll figure this out. Hey, and the Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You just need to give a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the team. What is happening in the mortgage world today? We watch that for you every day. It's all driven. A lot of it's driven by what's going on in the market. So let's talk. We start out with the markets, if I can find my handy-dandy numbers right here. And we're looking at Dow Jones Industrial Average now up 796 points, S&P 500. Up 87.88, NASDAQ up 206, 10-year Treasury, it's up a little bit, 7 basis points to 0.705, and we're looking at the mortgage-backed securities, down 5 basis points means interest is up ever so slightly. All that information, as you well know, can be found on that super secret website, google.com. The question is why do you listen to it from Ron Siegel Radio? Well, it's very simple. We give you the why behind all of those numbers. Well, the why is pretty simple right now. It's huge optimism. I got up this morning, as I try to do every day, very, very early, and I'm looking at the Dow futures. They're way up, and I start doing some studying and say, okay, why are the Dow futures up so high? It's called optimism. You can listen to Jay Powell last night on 60 Minutes, pretty pitiful program, and you look at the reporting on what he said, they found every negative thing that they could find. That's Nora O'Donnell. She does that every night on the NBC Nightly Propaganda. CBS Nightly News, right? But the issue is, Moderna came out and said that they have found some significant benefits from their vaccine trials. Now, you look at some of the numbers. They tried 25 milligrams, 100 milligrams, 250 milligrams. People succeeded in every one of those. Now they're going to add more people. The 25 milligram dosage became what that showed that had provided the same level of antibodies as somebody who had recovered from the disease. Now, we hear on the news every day how many people died from the virus. We don't hear on the news how many people survived from the virus. So just keep that in mind. I shared earlier with you some of the positive numbers that we're seeing having to get back to business. Jerome Powell, obviously, in that saying, well, this could last longer than it is. Well, if you understand that the stock market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, is called a leading indicator. The leading indicator, basically the idea there is it's forecasting what the market thinks is going to happen in the next 6 months. Well, when you see a jump 800 points in a day, that means the market is pretty optimistic about what's going on in the future. Now, the Federal Reserve, the Fed chairman, he's an economist. If you ever listen to an economist, and yes, I did study economics at Chapman College before it became a university. Economists are boring, right? They look at these different models, but we know what the models have done on this virus. But the Fed chairman, he's got a big, big checkbook. Right, today he's going to spend $4.5 billion on mortgage-backed securities to make sure that interest rates stay low. And I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to still see interest rates drop further. Do not follow the hype about mortgage forbearance. It will hurt you. If you don't understand it, give me a call. We've talked about it on prior broadcasts. National Association of Home Builders came out with their price index this morning. It was ugly. But we expect that. That's why the markets are taking some of these things with a grain of salt. So think, watch with your own eyes. Don't listen to the news. Don't listen to all these other areas. Go to multiple sources. And I'm going to share with you something that's going to get me in a lot of trouble. I can feel my phone start shaking right now. If you're not listening to Fox News, you've got a problem. And not that I care about Fox News, not that I say that they're correct, but MSNBC, the Cannabis News Network, NBC, CBS, ABC, they're going to all give you one point of view. So you can listen to any one of those and you're fine. Fox is going to give you an opposite point of view. Listen to both and then make your own decision. Or you can do like I do. I have a private news service that I pay for, right? So I listen to all three of them. You got to get news from multiple sources or you're not getting anything at all other than one side's propaganda. You can also call it an echo chamber. Just throw that in there. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. So let's chat. It's kind of ironic because every day we look and we say, okay, what are some of the top news stories? And one of my services came out with an article today. And it fascinates me that the day that I've got three real estate experts sitting in the studio with me, the article came out and says the number one financial benefit of home ownership. We're going to talk about that in the real-time real estate segment, but we've got the real estate experts in the office, in the studio with us right now. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, Ron.
So, and I don't even know where to start. So we're going to start at the high level, and then, you know, I'm just the radio guy, so I'm at the peon level. So we'll talk to the chief over here. Blake Martinian is the chief here at Realty Pro 100. Where do you see real estate going, Blake?
I think as in every business cycle, when we look at no matter what the cause of the business cycle, real estate remains a very highly prized asset base. You don't see the wild fluctuations in real estate like you might in the stock market or in other highly volatile assets. Look at what happened to oil. The last time I was on your show, oil was at about $61, $62 a barrel. Today it's trading in the low 30s. Maybe. So if you're an investor, you
and
want to
have a negative last month today.
Yes.
They were paying you $38.
Yeah, they were paying you $38 a barrel to take right. The oil. I wish I had a million gallon tank.
Exactly.
That I could pay $38 million in one day.
Exactly.
So anyways, I think that the historical data demonstrates that real estate over time will never be as cheap as it once was. We can't go back 20 years ago and pay that price. It's just not going to happen. Yet it has happened in other asset classes.
So I think the key word that I come out of that is stability.
Stability,
right?
Long-term appreciation.
So you're going to make money.
And tax benefits for many people.
There you go. Yeah, and it depends on where you're at right now. Obviously, we're watching what's going on in the House of Representatives where they've passed a bill that would make it more tax advantageous. Right, to own real estate, where they're trying to repeal the state and local tax programs, right? So that would make real estate more advantageous. Seems fascinating to me that a Democrat bill is going to be so beneficial for more. That's actually geared more toward high net worth individuals than the average. But stability, okay. So what about, are we seeing it in times like this where markets are basically, a lot of people are staying home. Are people out shopping for real estate, Mike?
Yes, they are. There's a young families that are continuing on with their life cycles, and there is a high demand. It seems the sweet spot is between $500,000 and $700,000 in Southern California. And we'll see multiple offers, and when the young couple gets the house, they're really excited because they can move on with their life.
That's the idea right there, is moving on with your life. I don't know if I should ask you this question, Rob. The question that came up, I mean, we always know with history, I shouldn't say we know, but history tells us that when we have some major events like this, there is another follow-up event roughly 9 months later, right? And it goes to what Mike was saying about families, starting families, right? Are you seeing people needing bigger properties or contemplating that?
Not necessarily bigger. I think a lot of people have been anticipating and hoping to be able to buy properties. I would see a lot of people that weren't either qualified at that time or they would just continue to get beat out. Now they're in a position where they have the opportunity to to get a home. And if interest rates are low, the time that you need a home is the most important time to buy a home. None of us can time the market, right? We have a crystal ball. We say, hey, this is going to be the perfect time to do it. But we simply don't know. Right? There's supposed to be a slight dip, which we're experiencing right now. But the bottom's not going to fall out like 2008.
You know, I'm in the exact same boat you are, right? I mean, because the idea, and people say, remember, Ryan, you're a real estate honk. You love real estate. Yeah, I do love real estate. Why? Because it's a good investment. Right? I mean, now, I don't know everybody's ages in here. I'm old, right? And I bought my first house. I think it was 17, 18% interest, right? Now we can take a lot. Well, we know we can take the first digit off of that and still cut it in half. And you can buy a house. When was real estate ever more affordable than it is today? Right? I mean, you look at the pricing, and yeah, I know the last number I looked at in North Orange County, the average home or median home price, $829,000. But when you take interest in, and you know, the first part of this century, 7.5 was an easy interest rate, right? I mean, you go into 2004, 2000 to 2005, and the pick-a-pay loans were all 7.5% interest. Right now, if I said 7.5 interest rate, somebody's going to say, what are you smoking? I mean, it's California, so it's legal. I can smoke it. I don't, but we're going to continue our conversation with the gentleman when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Number one financial benefit of home ownership. We'll talk about number one financial benefit. Oh, yeah, that's what I said. Number one financial benefit of home ownership. Easy for me to say. I didn't even have the cannabis today. Reasons to make at least a minimum payment on your credit card, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. you still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The number one financial benefit of home ownership is family wealth. Growing up, we were taught by our parents and grandparents that owning a home is a financially savvy move. They explained how a mortgage is like forced savings plan. When you pay rent, that money is lost forever unless you're the one collecting the rent. When you make a mortgage payment, much of that money accumulates as equity in the home. So what exactly is equity? The equity in your home is the amount of money you can sell it minus what you still owe on the mortgage. Every month you make a mortgage payment, every month a portion of what you pay reduces the amount you owe. That reduction of your mortgage every month increases your equity. A recent study by CoreLogic explained that homeowners gained substantial equity over the last 12 months and are essentially sitting on large sums of cash in their homes. In a study, Frank Nothaft, chief economist for CoreLogic, explained, and I quote, the CoreLogic Home Price Index recorded a quickening of home price gains during the fourth quarter of 2019, helping to boost home equity wealth. The average family with a mortgage had a $7,300 gain in equity during the past year and a total of $177,000 in home equity wealth, unquote. Remember, I am sharing national numbers. If you are in Southern California, you can take and probably quadruple those numbers, maybe triple those numbers, because our prices are significantly higher than the national numbers. For most families, their home is their largest financial asset. The increase in equity drives net worth of family wealth of the homeowner. Renters are not earning that benefit. Instead, they're building the net worth of their landlord. Bottom line, home price growth will moderate during the pandemic, but once a cure is available, most experts agree that home values will again begin to appreciate at levels similar to what we've seen over the last several years. In the long run, our family elders will be proven correct. Owning a home is a savvy financial move. I will share with you, I am not the biggest fan of home equity. I know FINRA doesn't like me to tell you this, and I know that a lot of financial guys don't like me to tell you this. Hey, you know something? Since they don't regulate me, and this is America still, Calzuela still fits, I like the idea of take the money out of your real estate and put it into some other investment, maybe another piece of real estate, right? And you can do that over and over again, especially when you're looking at interest rates. One of the investors just came out with a program, 2.5%, 3% interest rates, 30-year fixed rate. Think about that. If you can invest, if you can take money, well, they can't do it on a cash out right now, but it'll come, right? So think about some of these ideas. I've shown you how to retire on $18,000 a month, no 401k, no IRA, just using a mortgage and strong mortgage planning. Strategy beats rates every single time. That's the real-time real estate segment. Brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. The Digest tells you on a monthly basis what the county recorder knows about your property, what the market thinks about your property. And as like all the tools from your friends at Ron Siegel Radio, it's free. One of my favorite words. So we are chatting with a gentleman from Realty Pro 100 today about real estate. So, Blake, I know that one of your programs that you promote on a regular basis is taking equity out of one piece of property and putting it into another piece of property. What's the return on investment of the equity in the first piece of property?
Zero.
Explain that, because so many people, I say it all the time, like, Ron, you don't know what you're talking about. So maybe somebody that's got as much gray hair as me saying it, might go through.
Well, Ron, what we determined is just in the 8 cities that surround our office here, our regional location, there are approximately 53,000 property owners that own their properties without a mortgage or a very small mortgage. We calculated there's about $400 billion worth of debt assets sitting there that isn't being utilized, leveraged.
$400 billion.
$400 billion with the capability of purchasing $1.2 trillion worth of assets. And so in a consultation with one of our professionals, someone can determine what the next best move is. But when you think about it, when you can borrow money, have someone else repay the loan and build your equity and your future wealth, why wouldn't you want to do that? You can have an $800,000 house that you own free and clear, or you could actually have $2 to $2.5 million worth of assets where you have cash flow, a return on your investment, and constant income while you're building the wealth.
Like, that almost sounds like being married, right? I mean, my wife gets all this equity and I make all the payments. I mean, thank goodness she's not listening. I'm going to watch my phone and make sure that there's... Right, that, you're exactly right. That's how wealth... I read one time, and it may not be quite the case today just because of what's going on in the financial markets, but it had been that the wealthiest people in America all made their wealth in real estate.
Absolutely. They all have a significant part of their portfolio tied up in real estate.
It just fascinates. Mike, have you taken part in this part of the process of investing in real estate? I don't want to get too personal, but do you believe that same philosophy?
I do, and I have partaken in owning real estate, and it's worked out really, really well. I had opportunities, and I'm looking for opportunities. So, yeah, and because of my experience, clients and agents can relate to that and feel more comfortable taking that step.
That's helpful, right? Because there's one of the things I used to always say in college, and I shouldn't say this right here in the backyard of Chapman University, is those that can do, those that can't teach. But it's not necessarily true, right? Because you're actually doing and teaching, mm-hmm. right? So you're able to go out and I assume that you share that knowledge with the other people that work with you?
Yes, I share that with agents, and sometimes they're just surprised how logical or relatively simple or easy it can be done.
And it doesn't, you don't have to have a major education, you just have to have a work ethic.
Yeah.
Right? Do you do the maintenance yourself?
No, I do not. I
got a guy for that.
No.
I'm in the same world.
I use the home warranty.
Oh, the home warranty.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know something? Rob, explain the home warranty. Why don't you give us that part of it?
Well, what a home warranty will do is protect you as the buyer for the property. If you have a major, let's say, plumbing or electrical issue, you can simply call your home warranty that you pay probably about $50 to $60 a month. And they'll come out and do a service call for approximately about $70 to $75.
Look at that concept. So, and that's, now they're going to come out and you got to remember, Rob, you don't know this about me. I don't know how to use a screwdriver. I can import a lot of them, but I don't know which end to use. So they'll even change my light bulbs or what do they do?
Well, not change your light bulbs, more maintenance type of things. I mean, light bulbs are a little more simpler. You wouldn't want to.
Not simple for me.
$75 for a service call to change a light bulb. That's something you probably could do. Or if you have a property management
doesn't
company.
Very well. I've broken my balls and cut my hand doing it. So
some people are scared to say, well, I don't want property because I don't have to do anything. Again, we have to do some small things.
Okay.
We've got to get our hands dirty a little bit. It's worth the risk and the reward far outweighs the risk.
So you made a comment in passing before I kind of joked about myself and my inabilities. Property management company. Can you explain that?
Well, the property management company is simply a buffer between you as the owner and the tenants.
Okay.
And most of us don't want to get a call at 10 o'clock at night that a toilet's not working. Right? I've had a property and a guy called me and said, hey, something's wrong with the toilet. I went over there. Do you know the seat was loose?
No.
Oh, geez.
So he's calling the management company. That's a great thing. So, yeah, it's highly suggested that you have a property management company taking care of that, and then that's a small percentage basis.
Well, you weren't supposed to tell anybody that called for the loose seat.
They did. I mean, that just happened to me.
Tenants will call. Yeah. They'll call and they'll inspect the world. So the property manager is your buffer. That's why it's great to have them.
And what kind of cost are you looking at? I mean, is it cost prohibitive, or is it?
Well, it depends on what the company wants to charge. I mean, I've seen average maybe 10%.
Okay.
Plus or minus.
And just as a guess, and again, you know, I'm just a simple guy doing a little radio show here, My guess is that a property management company is going to have a relationship with a plumber, with an electrician, with a roofer, with all these other people. And they probably get a better price than you're going to get just calling one off. I just submit that's probably the case. So think about that concept of hiring somebody. I'm really good at doing nothing, right? I've mastered that. So if I can hire a property management company, think about this concept is, number one, it's not going to cost you anything, right? Because the benefit should offset it. I tell you this all the time. Professional guidance costs nothing. Look at the rate of return. Right, don't go try and, you know, I need two knee replacements. I'm not going to try and do it on my own. Right, don't go try to buy a house on your own. Don't go try and fix the air conditioner on your own. Please don't fix the electrical system on your own. You know, you may end up in a different city after you finish touching the wrong wire with the wrong tool. I'm just throwing that out there because that's what I would do. But that's, we're going to continue our conversation with the gentleman. Investing in real estate is our topic today. How do you do it? Is the market still there? Can you buy a house during a pandemic? How long are prices going to be this low? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Reasons to make at least a minimum mortgage payment. We'll talk about that. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsegalradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsegalradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEG. GELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. All you need to do is go on the site, check them out, creditsanitizer.com. The story this morning, I want to go off a little bit on a tangent here. It's like a surprise to anybody, right? I mean, that I might go off on a tangent. Reasons to make at least the minimum payment on your credit card was what we were going to talk about, but I want to mention to you right now, because we are talking so much real estate today. Make that payment on your mortgage. I know it sounds comfortable when the governor went on a few weeks ago and I pulled out the last couple of hairs I had left and I made the comment, the governor's telling you that you can just not make a mortgage payment and not worry about it. He's only about 50% right. As Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story is, here it is. You can get, based on the CARES Act, you can get a 6-month forbearance on that property. For cause, you can get another 6 months forbearance. But guess what? Right now, interest rates are at some unbelievably low numbers. And even though they tell you it's not going to hurt your credit score, what is going to happen is it's going to say you didn't make your mortgage payment, but you're not late. And investors are saying, and Fannie Mae is saying, Freddie Mac is saying, even though you didn't make your payment and it's not late, we're not going to refinance that loan for you. And we're going to wait for 12, 24 months following that forbearance after you start making your payments again. Well, right now, interest rates, there are programs that are anywhere from 2.5%, 3.5% on 30-year fixed rate loans. I had someone call me the other day and say, Ron, what about an adjustable rate mortgage? And I said, what are you talking about? Right? I mean, why the heck do you want an adjustable rate mortgage when you can get a first rate 30-year mortgage at such a low number, right? The yield curve, there's a lot going into it. But make that payment. Now, if you are one of the people that are legitimately affected, by all means, you know, don't go to the dark side. Take advantage of the programs that are out there to help you. But we came up with a term in 2008 when we went through the real estate crisis. It was called strategic default, right? Don't go through that strategic default. That is, it's not going to be a good strategy for you. It's going to turn out poorly. That program is there for those that need a safety net. Use it. Because one of the things the media is not telling you is, yes, there are a lot of people that are dying from this virus. What they're not telling you is for every 1% increase in unemployment, statistics show there are 10,000 additional suicides in our country. So if interest rates, our unemployment has gone up 17%, that's 170,000 extra suicides based on history. We don't want that, right? There are solutions out there. Give us a call. We'd be more than happy to talk to you about that. That's Your Credit Matters. Again, brought to you by our friends at creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It's wrong. What are you doing about it? Chatting with the gentleman this morning about real estate, the real estate investments. Blake, are you seeing high fluctuations in the real estate market right now, or is it really kind of just moving along?
Well, what we're seeing is a shortage of available inventory, especially priced right. This is not the time to try and set the next highest price in the neighborhood. Let the market determine that. Come on the market at a fair price. Let the buyers bid it up if that's what they want to do, if they see the value that's there. But what we don't know is the future. So we have to deal with what we do know, which is today. Today, you can get a remarkably good return on an investment that you purchased at some time in the past, because we are maintaining valuations, and in some price points, prices are getting pushed upward because of the lower interest rates and the high demand in that price range.
So the affordability.
The affordability. Okay. Because we look at, if you borrowed $800,000 back in 1981, 82, when you were talking about the 18% interest rates, that mortgage would be about $8,000 a month. Today, that $800,000 costs you about $3,800 a month.
That's a massive difference.
That's a massive difference. So, well, less than half.
Right.
Because of the interest savings that you would have every month. You borrowed $800,000. So put that money to work if you have the ability and the equity. Leverage it. Let's have it, do a consultation. We can quickly determine what's in your best interest. You ultimately make the decision about whether you want to move forward or not, but at least you know your options.
So my friend Steve Harney comes up with a big comment all the time that, and real estate is a perfect example of this, because you use two different numbers in there, Blake. And Mike, I know you do a lot of consultations with people. When you're selling a piece of property, that massive number is important, right? $700,000, $800,000, $900,000. When you go to buy a piece of property, that's pretty much an irrelevant number, because it seems to me, from what Steve tells me, that what's really important is, can I afford it? Which is the payment.
That's the bottom line.
Right?
How much down, how much a month?
The two numbers, how much down, how much a month? Mm-hmm. Right, you talk about an $800,000 house for $3,800 a month. Right, that's a lot of people are, especially a two-income household, Orange County, if each person's making $60,000 a year, you can afford an $800,000 property, right?
Yes.
And you start saying $800,000, wow, that's a lot of money. Well, yeah, it is, right? I mean, we never want to get to the point that we say, well, $800,000 is not a lot of money, right? But Rob, can you afford it?
It's relevant.
Right?
It's relevant to where you live.
Where are we at?
Everything goes up proportionally. In 1980, I said no to the Corvette because it was $12,000 out the door and I bought the Camaro. Today, that Corvette was over $100,000.
No, I'm still buying the Camaro because
I'm right. I'm just saying everything has gone up at some level. You can't buy the 10-cent candy bar
right.
anymore unless, you know, you just happen to maybe buy a little miniature thing.
Yeah, it's the Halloween size.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I mean, so Robbie, you've seen a lot of people out shopping. Give me an idea. I mean, what areas are you specializing in?
I'm North Orange County in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Predominantly. And what I'm seeing is...
But he's got a better car than me because my car sputters at the county line. It doesn't like going to Los Angeles.
Well, I think when you look at affordability, we know essentially only 20-25% of people that can live in Los Angeles or Orange County can afford to buy, essentially. Like, the rates will actually help people that weren't able to buy be able to afford it. And if they have two incomes, essentially they're doing better. Some people, because of what's happening, are essentially, they're working more hours. Some businesses are actually for every business. Again, we're only hearing about the people that are in trouble. We're not hearing about the people that are actually doing great. A lot of people are doing overtime. A lot of people are seeing more hours because the first line people, right?
Sure.
Everybody is doing more hours. Even grocery store workers, if you're a manager or if you're working in there, you've got a ton of hours. Costco hours, right? The docs. I'm working with somebody who's a dock worker. He's got more overtime than he wants to do.
That's fascinating right there, right? Because we only hear, you know, if it bleeds, it leads, right? President Obama came out with that line is so accurate, right? We don't hear about all these different people that are, you know, really, and so I think sometimes because there's 30 million people that have been laid off in the last 6 weeks, there's that other group of people that says, I don't want to be telling anybody how good things are, right? They don't want to be that guy that's saying that, you know, I found a different market. I was able to, you know, I used to sell whatever, and now I'm selling PPE. Right? I got a son that's he was sold boxes, right? Corrugated boxes. Well, maybe there's not a lot of market for corrugated boxes right now, but he can convert over to selling hand sanitizer, right? Whatever that is, right? Mask, exactly. So it's a matter of being flexible. And then looking at what's in the best interest for your family. I think, I don't know, Mike or Blake, one of you said that the best time to buy a house is when you need it?
Yes,
it was Rob. Okay. It was you. I know it was somebody in here. It wasn't me. Right? Explain further what you mean by that.
Well, a lot of people are always simply trying to, I mean, people will always say, is this the best time? That's just typically the first conversation. I mean, with all the media, the sky is falling. Everybody's in Chicken Little, right?
Right.
It's just Chicken Little. The sky is falling. Should I buy a house now or should I just wait till it's at the bottom? Well, when will it be at the bottom? When will we know it's there? And typically when we make a decision, it's obviously too late or too early, right? The best time is when you can afford, how much you can afford to buy. Otherwise, if you're paying rent, you're giving money away.
Right.
You're not buying any
To confirm what you're saying is that only one person will ever buy at the very bottom, and only one person will buy at the very top. Everyone else falls somewhere in the middle. So don't shoot for the impossible.
Well, I had a friend of mine that's a real estate professional, and he actually knows exactly when the real estate will be at the very top.
Right, man.
Wow. 3,000 years from now. He made that comment, and I just laughed. He's like, we are. Right? Because
we'll still be here.
Right? Yeah. Real estate is going to be higher 3,000 years from now. We're not going to be here, so sometime before then, you might need to sell.
Yeah.
Right? We don't know when real estate's going to be, but we do know that, you know, and I use an absurd example. Because it does bring out how absurd that question really is, right? Because you don't know when the top is. We don't know when the bottom is. We do know what we need today. If we're having extra kids, we need a bigger house. We're in a two-bedroom, or we're in that starter home that's the one-bedroom condo along the side of the freeway. And, you know, now we're having our third kid. We might need something a little bit bigger if we can afford it, right? So what is your situation today? That's the big question. Where are you, right? And I'm going to suggest it's a very, very simple starting place. I don't think any of the gentlemen will disagree with me. The starting place for real estate is to sit down with a real estate professional and have a consultation. Don't go shopping for houses. Maybe you guys can help me with this one, because I know that there's a – I've looked at many, many pieces of property. I've never, ever seen a $2 million property that is not nicer than a $300,000 piece of property, right? And, again, I go to extremes. My point there is, if you go out shopping for something you can't afford, it becomes difficult to buy what you can't afford because it's not as nice as that other property, right?
Yeah.
Figure out what you can afford. That's why you sit down for a consultation in advance. You get find out what you can afford. Sit down with a real estate professional. Talk to them about exactly what you're looking for, what you need, what you want, what you must have, what you want to have. Get all that together. Let them do their homework. Don't expect that they're going to know everything off the top of their head. That's not the effective way to do things. Have that consultation, let them do some homework, come back, set up a time. There you go. That's the way it all works. And as always, we thank you for sharing a little bit of your time with us. And as always, I ask, please set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items that affect the roof over your head and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, if you want to meet any of the guys from Realty Pro 100, give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember my motto, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. I'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Thank you, Ron.
Awesome. That was fun.
You might make it someday.